This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seth Payne, Sean Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, right?
These
days are all blending
usually
together
I
with
set
all the
my,
haters.
I set my watch by John McClain's appearance on Wednesday.
Ah.
But when he wasn't in studio today, I got a little confused. Yeah. John McClain, if you missed it, is in Florida. He does a tour of spring training facilities every year with his wife.
Yeah, he's a place in Fort Myers.
He said he hasn't talked football to hardly a soul since he's been there, including when he's done radio appearances, because everybody wants to ask him about the Astros. And as I feared, every single person he talks to outside of the city of Houston is really woefully misinformed about a lot of things.
And not afraid to spread their misinformation.
Right, right. And they just flat out, they just go ahead and go with doctored videos and whatnot.
Right.
And it's dismaying. I can't imagine what it's like being in politics. Being a political reporter, where this is the standard fare that political people have to deal with all the time now, which is like so much fake news out there. Sports, in a weird, weird way, has become much more, I guess, I don't want to say respectable, but in terms of like, I feel like people are operating in good faith for the most part. Usually when you have sports arguments and whatnot, you're all dealing with numbers that you trust and everything. It doesn't feel like that right now when it comes to the scandal.
No,
it feels like a whole lot of people just will see a video on the internet and believe like, oh, okay, well that's true. Oh, Altuve did run right into the dugout afterwards. So obvious, like, no, he didn't. He was on the field. After that walk-off hit in the ALCS, he was on the field for 3 minutes after he hit it. But nope, in their minds, he ran into the dugout, changed his shirt, and then came back out.
It's almost like if you're taking up for the Astros in some way, nobody's taking up for what they did,
yeah.
I don't think, in Houston. And certainly nobody is taking up for their apology that they had last week, last Thursday.
Or the press conference, at least. They're not taking up for
the apology press conference, yeah. The Jim Crane orchestrated press conference, nobody's taking up for that. But there are people taking up for things that you and I have been, Seth, which is the spread of falsehood, the seeming license to just say whatever the hell you want if you aren't part of the Houston Astros,
right.
If you're one of these other 29 teams. And it's almost like if you're defending the Astros, you're trying to solve something bigger societally than just the misinformation about the Astros.
Like, okay.
It's like you're attacking the news cycle, which is like, honestly, it's like trying to wrestle an elephant.
I read everything. Send something to me. I won't get offended if I've already read it 20 times because I don't want to miss something. I've read everything. I am 100% convinced that Altuve didn't participate in the scheme. I'm 100% convinced that the scheme wasn't going on in 2019, certainly the tub thumping. I'm open to more information. I'm still open at this point. But as far as when it comes to Altuve, I'm 100% convinced that he didn't participate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 100% convinced he was not wearing a buzzer. And there's hardcore data to back that up, and yet I hear from people who are otherwise rational, intelligent, otherwise responsible human beings who will say things like, well, they opened themselves up to it. Open themselves up to it. Like, admitting to a crime in 2017 does not mean that you're automatically guilty of everything that happens after that. And to act as if that's true or acceptable behavior is just you're being willfully ignorant. It's driving me crazy, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about we cleanse the palate with some football? Would you like
that? Yeah.
Let's cleanse the palate. What would you say if I told you that you're familiar with Adam Schein? He writes for NFL.com. He's a columnist for NFL.com.
He's got an incredibly deep voice.
Does he really?
He looks like Milhouse, but sounds like
the
voice
like
of
Milhouse.
God. It's weird. When you hear him on the radio, you'd be like, well, this guy sounds like
this guy sounds like
he must be 57 years old, like with a glass of scotch and a cigar. And
not the case.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
He sounds almost like the Diesel, our old traffic guy.
Yeah, I like that. The Diesel, I remember the guy. That's a way back machine there. What would you say if I told you that Adam Schein, NFL.com columnist, thinks that the Texans have the fourth biggest Super Bowl window right now in the entire league?
fourth biggest Super Bowl?
Yes.
So does that mean the longest stretch of time?
Yes.
Okay.
The title of the article is NFL's biggest Super Bowl window, and then it says Chiefs, Ravens, Niners top the list.
I think that if there's anything that we've learned over the past couple decades, it's that as long as you have a quarterback you believe in, you are in a Super Bowl window, except for the Detroit Lions, who I believe in Matt Stafford. I think he could. I think honestly, and nobody's been dragged. Sure, has he ever beat a good team? No, but
he's never won a playoff game.
I know he's never won a playoff game, but he's also got an abysmal record versus actual winning teams too.
So why do you
really
believe
bad.
In him exactly?
Because the Lions are so bad at everything else.
You think if he got plunked down somewhere else, he'd be really, really good?
I think with the right coach and the right system, yeah, you could definitely win a Super Bowl with him. He's in this weird like Andy Dalton plus category. I think it's like Andy Dalton with physical tools or something.
Let me ask you this, and we'll get back to the window, but you brought up Stafford. I promise we're going to get back to the Texans window here, but would the Patriots be better off trading draft capital and having Matthew Stafford a quarterback and letting Tom Brady walk?
This is where I think that Stafford's physical tools are obviously superior to Tom Brady's at this point, but I think he's a little too much of an old dog to learn new tricks.
Okay.
So to go into that system where it works when you've got a freaking genius at quarterback, I just don't think it's going to happen at this point in his career. Now, maybe if you went with Gary Kubiak, now that's a whole different deal. Kubiak dumbs it down for you as a quarterback.
Okay.
Kubiak's like hitting the easy button as a quarterback. But now that's, you know, would the Vikings be better off with Matt Stafford than Kirk Cousins? I believe yes.
You do?
Yeah.
I do too. I'm not a big Kirk. Kirk Cousins did some things this year that I didn't expect. He won a couple games that he historically has not been able to win before, but I'm with you. Yeah, there's a higher ceiling with Matthew Stafford. So the Texans have the fourth highest window, according to Adam Schein. The top three are no surprise. Kansas City Chiefs are number one, defending Super Bowl champs, and everybody wants to.
So this is longest Super Bowl window.
Biggest Super Bowl window. The Chiefs are number one for obvious reasons. The Baltimore Ravens are number two. Again, I would say probably for obvious reasons. The San Francisco 49ers are three, in spite of Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's interesting.
Three, yeah.
Because I guess in that instance, he really trusts Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and ownership to move forward. Because I don't know that
the future, the exact sentence, the future looks exceedingly bright with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch steering the ship. Ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding.
Yeah,
Seth Payne, you are wise.
But it's also, and as you had deftly pointed out, it's interesting that Chicago just gets piled on over and over and over again because they turned down the opportunity to draft Pat Mahomes. Well, so did the San Francisco 49ers.
They did.
The San Francisco 49ers could have drafted Pat Mahomes, and then I think obviously won the Super Bowl this year.
You just flip the two quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Hey, let's trade.
And I think Garoppolo was better in that game than people are giving credit for. One of the problems was that George Kittle pushed off when he didn't need to push off.
True.
Jimmy Garoppolo made a brilliant pass at the end of the first half there.
But he wasn't brilliant when he needed to be brilliant.
Right, right. Yeah. So that to say that the 49ers have that large of a window, I think perhaps too much of a vote of confidence in John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan.
Interesting.
We've seen this before remember how much we gushed about John Elway, the GM, after
I mean, because they got to the Super Bowl, eventually won a Super Bowl.
And he got super aggressive. Look, that was an instance where free agency spending really paid
it
off.
Worked,
usually
yeah.
it doesn't work, but it worked with the Broncos. So I'm not there saying that they've – I would put the Texans in terms of a championship window in the length of it. I trust Deshaun Watson more than I trust Jimmy Garoppolo, so I'll put it there.
Here's what Adam Schein says specifically about the Texans. You ready? Too high? Maybe. And again, if you're just jumping in with us here, the Texans on Adam Schein's, the NFL.com columnist Adam Schein's rating of biggest Super Bowl window for potentially winning a championship, the Texans are fourth in the entire league. I think there's a lot of people that would argue, man, they're barely even fourth in the AFC. But so this is what he says, Seth. Too high? Maybe. I'm skeptical about Bill O'Brien reporting to Bill O'Brien. And the lack of a first-round pick until 2022 isn't very comforting. This roster has a number of holes in aging position groups. That is a hell of a lead-in paragraph right there for the team that's fourth in the Super Bowl window.
I got this image of like one of those 1970s musical. Like they weren't called music videos yet, but where it's like Bill O'Brien singing a ballad, and then over his shoulder, there's another image of Bill O'Brien coming in singing, while Bill O'Brien down below is looking wistfully off into the distance.
Yes. Bill O'Brien wondering if he's going to get fired by Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien with a, like an angel Bill O'Brien on one shoulder and a devil Bill O'Brien
like
on the
House.
Other shoulder.
Yeah. Trade him. Trade him. Trade them all. So
No, Bill. Keep everybody. Cultivate your talent. Maybe hire a new offensive line coach.
Trade him. Get rid of everybody. Fire everybody. Take down Cal.
Is the fire everybody? Was that Easterby on his one shoulder screaming that?
Ironically enough, Easterby is the devil on his shoulder.
He is. But not a hatchet man.
With a coffee bean in his pocket.
So here's the good part about the Texans and Adam Schein. You ready? That said, the Texans also have a true franchise quarterback, a game changer at the game's most important position. Deshaun Watson showed us in the regular season and the playoffs just how impactful one man can be, and it doesn't hurt when that man has one of the league's very best at his disposal to throw to in DeAndre Hopkins. Houston has weaknesses, but its strengths can be overpowering. Yeah, they blew a 24-0 lead to the Chiefs.
Details.
But the fact, okay, this is the part where I'm like, dude, did you even watch the game? But the fact that they had a 24-0 lead over the eventual Super Bowl champs in the first place shouldn't be forgotten. With Deshaun under center, Houston's firepower is real.
Does he think that was like marching up and down the field, 24-0 lead?
Yeah. That was a Fugazi 24-0 lead. Yeah. That was a cubic zirconia. That was not real. That was not a real 24-0. I know numerically it was real, but it was a house of cards. It was just ready to be.
Could have been a 28
toppled over.
Could have been 28-0.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien just stuck with this. During the season credo of going forward on fourth down. What do you think of that assessment? Is that enough to feel like a team?
I think he's putting a little too much. I think that you have to make a distinction between having a quarterback and having an offense.
Right.
Because the offense was an average offense last year. Right. And it's a little misleading. I mean, if you look at the overall stats, you'd say, well, that's an average offense. The problem was that their bad games were so atrociously bad that it pulled the average down. I'd say 12 games out of the year last year, they had an above average offense. They had a kind of, at times, scary good offense. The bad games and the bad performances, and particularly against some bad teams, were so disappointing that it dragged everything down. So I think that you have to make that distinction. Now, if we're talking about how long is your window is as long as your quarterback is viable. Mm-hmm. At some point over the next 8 years, one of two things is going to happen. Well, one of three things is going to happen. Either the Texans get better and have more playoff success, and then maybe Deshaun Watson and Bill O'Brien stick around. Or Bill O'Brien gets fired at some point and we try it with a new coach. Or Deshaun Watson, for some reason, rolls out or leaves here or gets traded or something.
Or gets hurt.
I didn't want to say it for some reason. Like, I feel like it's, yeah, it would be that he'd get just
more chance
continually
of that
banged
than him
up.
Leaving, yeah. Probably, yeah.
What's most likely there?
I think
a new coach.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I think if you're asking me to bet on a scenario, that's not hating on Bill O'Brien. It's hard to win a Super Bowl. And eventually he's done enough things where it's going to be non-negotiable that he's got to get to at least close to a Super Bowl.
You know, if Andy
Reid.
He's
not close yet.
If Andy Reid can continually go to NFC championship games and still get rolled out of a city, at some point, continually making it to the divisional round or the wild card round isn't going to be enough.
He's in year seven.
Yeah.
He's in year seven. He's been here almost as long as Kubiak was here. So we sit here and we talk about the Texans having the fourth biggest Super Bowl window, and we maybe, it doesn't sound like you're really scratching your head too much, Seth, because of Deshaun. Let me just name the teams that are right after them on this list, and then maybe it starts to become a little clearer and make a little more sense. How do you feel about the Texans window compared to the Cowboys, who are fifth on his list?
I might put the Cowboys in front of that. I feel like, I think
roster.
Deshaun's ceiling is a lot higher than Dak. You know, you forget with Dak. Dak has had, you know, Deshaun's inconsistent from game to game. Dak is inconsistent from season to season. And I think that if you swapped those two quarterbacks, Deshaun would have done more with the weapons around him. Yeah. When Dak doesn't have a peak Ezekiel Elliott or whatnot around him, then he's not making anybody else better. But yeah, I think they've got a better foundation.
Green Bay Packers, sixth.
That's just simply age of the quarterback.
Okay.
So yeah, I would put Texans ahead of them.
Philadelphia Eagles, seventh.
So if we're talking about length of time of the window that's open, Jonesy, you're a resident Eagles expert, and man, Carson Wentz, huh? Well, it's just
and they need to get younger, so I think they need to retool. I don't think they're going to be a Super Bowl contender for a while.
And they've just that's true. Like, is their window? Are they even realistically
in a window
right now?
Yeah, that's a fair
given
question.
Given all the look, they spent when they had to spend, and now they got to figure out how to manage around all that.
Yeah, I would say they're in a window, but their whole body isn't through. Like, they've got their face poked through the window.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, they haven't jumped all the way through the window like those, like some of those viral videos of people attacking drive-through cashiers. They're not like that. The Buffalo Bills are eighth on this list.
Somebody made a good point about the Bills the other day, and I'm glad he said it because there's this narrative surrounding Josh Allen, which is that, wow, he's got this huge arm, but he's not that accurate. So what you need are taller receivers. And I'm glad that this stat-heavy guy brought this up because this is the thing. When Josh Allen misses people downfield, it's not by 6 inches.
No, it's like 6 feet.
Yeah, it's not like having a taller guy out there. So when John Brown is wide ass open, he can adjust to a ball that's thrown a little bit differently. He's just missing. He was missing wide open receivers by yards and yards and yards.
Yeah.
So I'm not a Josh Allen believer. I like watching him play when it's not versus the Texans. The kid's just a bull in a china shop out there. But no, I don't think they're actually in a window right now.
I don't either. I think I think the Eagles are more in a Super Bowl window than the Bills are because they've got a coach who's won a Super Bowl and a quarterback who's competed at times at a very, very high level.
Yeah.
The Seattle Seahawks are the last ones on the list at ninth. Look, I'm someone who's a Seahawk believer year in and year out. As annoying as Russell Wilson is, I think you can make a case that he's the best quarterback in the league.
Have you seen the new photo with him?
With his new hair, dude?
His hair, though, like straightened long hair. He looked like the lead singer of NXS.
Yeah.
If you were alive. And it's weird, man. He's doing like he's doing a blue steel face, doing this modeling pic with his wife.
Yeah. I'm here for that. I'm here for this version of Russell Wilson.
It was the equivalent of Tom Brady when he did that photo shoot with the baby goat. It just made you feel so uncomfortable.
Sweater turtleneck on.
Yeah.
But are the Seahawks a little too low on this list? I'd have them ahead of the Bills. I'd have them ahead of the Eagles. I might even have them ahead of the Packers.
I would have them ahead of the 49ers and the Texans, too. So I would actually put them up on the top three. Yeah, you got Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's going to stay healthy.
He's only 30.
I mean, he's been banged up at times, but he's going to stay long-term healthy.
He's really, really good. Yeah, he's really, really good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.